The 2025 Nebraska corn season experienced significant disease pressure. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. It was quite the year for diseases throughout Nebraska for our corn crop. Nebraska Extension plant pathologist Tamara Jackson-Zeems talks about how the state saw record levels of southern rust, rapidly expanding tar spot, and widespread stalk and crown rots.
Well, this past year in 2025 was a major disease year for people growing corn here in Nebraska, but it really depended on which part of the state that you lived in, which disease or diseases you may have been dealing with. And so in particular, in eastern parts of Nebraska, we saw a lot more southern rust than we normally see. In fact, it was historically severe in some areas. And so as you're making management decisions this winter for disease control in the 2026 growing season, I want to send some reminders out that for a lot of the diseases we deal with, everything except the rust, like southern rust, overwinters. And so if you've had any of these, there's a good chance you can see them again. Southern rust won't overwinter. And so that impacts, you know, some of our management decisions. Just having a lot of it in 25 does not impact what we have in 2026.
And like she mentioned, southern rust doesn't overwinter, but lots of other diseases do.
In extreme eastern and central Nebraska, now tar spot is beginning to become a bigger issue. And so this winter, as you've already made a lot of your seed selections, keep your disease history in mind and positioning hybrids when you select those that are going to be a little more resistant, have a little more defense to them. And that's one way we can reduce input costs in this coming 2026 season. And so keep your disease ratings in mind, working with your seed company agronomist to find the most suitable ones for your fields and their disease history.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.